I know you bought cans of lard. They used pure lard back in those days. Of course, we made our own lard. And do you know what cracklings are?
No.
Well, it's little pieces of... I can't tell you what it is. Anyway, it's little pieces of the skin, the inner pieces of the skin, I guess, that they would fry real crisp. And have you never seen any? Well, I'll show you some. And I'll bring them in and show them to you. When I see some that look real good, then I get them.
Now, what do you do with them? You put them in
Putting cornbread and get it down for myself. I love the flavor of it, but I pick the cracklings out.
You do?
Uh-huh. My husband would eat them, and everybody else did most, but I didn't like them.
What animal did it come from?
From the hog. You know the skin part, and then that little inner side that's in the off of the skin on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they
just
scrape that off in little bits. And
if she bought things at the store, what did the grocer put the things
in? Well, see, my grandfather had a grocery store,
mm-hmm.
And they had this dog, and I don't remember what kind he was, because all I know is from what I heard,
because
mm-hmm. you know I wasn't big enough to remember any of that. But grandmother would write a list and put it in this basket, market basket,
mm-hmm.
and this dog would take it to the store and bring the groceries back. She said sometimes he'd put them down on the sidewalk to rest, because there were no paved sidewalks then.
Mm-hmm.
Said he'd put it down on the sidewalk and rest a little bit, then stand right over it, put his front feet over it where it was between his 4 feet, and stand there till he got ready to move again. Then he picked it up and brought him home. Of course, the heavy things my grandfather take home.
Mm-hmm. But did he bring them home?
Uh-huh.
Did he have any special name for the bags that the potatoes were shipped in?
Not that I know of. Most everything came in bulk then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cookies and pickles. I remember going to the grocery and you wanted pickles. Well, they were in big barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And they just dipped this big long dipper in there with a handle about that long and had a strainer in the cup of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just let that run out and you got your pickles that way. And cookies were bought that way, and crackers were bought that way. Just barrels of crackers and cookies and pickles. And I was trying to think what else we'd get in the barrel. Apples, of course they had barrels of apples.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing was ever bought by the packaged up. Everything was in these big barrels that you bought. And get them out in the coast, and no canned stuff in except what people out in the country would can and bring into the stores for them to sell.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best I remember.
How did they get the feed and the seed out? How is that contained?
The feed for the
animals
in big bags.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed to me like they used to use 100-pound bags or something like that. 200-pound bags and stuff like that, put that, because people had all those things and they used quantities of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other work for the bags?
Not that I know of.